This boo is about what do you do when you have pets that don't get along, or not all pets, but certain kinds of pets that sort of have a reputation for not getting along with each other very well. And in this case, I'm talking about cats and birds. And while I really like the idea of having a cat, I just never went out and got one. The cat that we have adopted us, he straight up one weekend and seemed very hungry, and he was very friendly, and we couldn't figure out who he belonged to, and we began feeding him, and he began hanging around, and whenever he started hanging around the house, he discovered our birds. And our birds are in an enclosure and not a cage. And the reason that we did that was because we had finches, and finches like to fly horizontally, not up and down so much. And so we got an enclosure that was longer rather than taller. Plus, we liked the idea that you could see through it and that it was something like glass. It's not toxic, it doesn't emanate any sort of gases that are harmful to pets, and it's really a good solution. It does have to be cleaned sometime. And so when I was cleaning the enclosure, I got the idea that what I could do was maybe put some partitions inside. And this photo shows just one side. It shows just one area of the enclosure where I had a couple of box tops, or the ends of boxes, that I had cut off. And I was going to really cut them down and use them for correspondence art, but they seem to fit this purpose very well. And so they're in there at an angle, and it leaves enough of an opening so that it has an open spot for them to get through. But if the cat begins to get too close, they can duck out and hide behind the other side of the baffle. And I think it's working. From what I can tell, it's working about half the time, and that's better than none. But now, when the cat begins to get curious, there's this little spot for the birds to sort of duck behind. And, birds are birds. They're not, really, really smart. And sometimes they figure it out, and sometimes they don't. But this is an example of one of the ideas I've come up with to try to prevent the cat from being such a terror to the birds. And that's it. That's my bird boo.